Good morning, Mick Towman. What a funny day. I better get going before it all stops. Well, I'm officially broke as all fuck, which is good. And, yeah. Time to service the car, I guess. Finally got a big tin of fucking see, I got big feet, and shoes in my size are hard to get, and they are expensive, and the only brand that's really good that comes in my size is the Keen brand, and so what that means is, like, I've got a pair of boots, or hiking boots, you know, and they've got nice amounts of sort of material over the ankles, which is important when riding motorbikes, you know. They're not exactly armour plated, but they'll stop the fucking road, you know, scraping through to the bone fucking really quick. And so here it is, big tin of tube repair glue and a brush, so I can clean the fucking, the soles have sort of basically come off mostly. So to clean the shoes with I know, a little bit of rag dampened in turpentine. Maybe a wire brush to rough it up a bit, I don't know. So I can re-glue the sole on. And yeah, so getting a tin of that shit's been a long time coming, but I have to do it, and because I was able to sort of wangle a bloody deal that the shoes have actually came apart, you know, a long time, you know, like for a few months before the actual warranty expired, which is like 12 months. And I contacted them around 13, 14 months, you know. And so I've rebonded the sole with some really cheap Chinese fucking contact adhesive, and they've come off again, you know. And so anyway, I did some fucking all in brawling and persuaded them that it would be in their best interest to, you know, send me a new set under warranty, because it's provable, you know, on the balance of probabilities and stuff, you know. And I don't lie and I don't fuck them around, you know. But I also don't expect them to shortchange and fast talk me, you know. But anyway, I've got some odd size fucking sandals, and they keep slipping around, which results in the bloody socks curling up into little knots under me, little wrinkles under my feet, and chewing my feet up. So they're the shuffle sort of shoes, you know, from the bed to the toilet and around the house, just little walks and shit. So I need the new shoes. Well, I need to rebuild the shoes, and the replacement shoes are kind of on their way. And because shoes in my size are really fucking hard to get, I had to do a deal to buy a new pair of shoes where I make them in four payments, you know. So they're waiting at the post office for me. A second set's coming through from the, you know, warranty job, and I'm repairing my boots that I've got, because you can't wear them. The soles are sort of half to two-thirds of the way off, you know, and they're flopping around and shit, and you can't sort of wear them, you know. And that's good. And I was just leaving one fucking town, and all of a sudden the bloody speedo goes while I'm driving along, and then the engine, you know, warning light comes on, and I think relates to the fact that the speedo is not working. And not that there's actually anything wrong. With the engine. And I guess that means it's time to fucking do all the electrical work on the car that I've been planning for a long time. I've got that set up to do. And, you know, and what I also did was I got some over the ear fucking headphones, because I've got to do some work that requires really intense listening. And, you know, with things being the way they are, that's kind of like, you know, I've got to sort of pick up every little pin drop and every inhalation and exhalation kind of, you know, audio work, you know. every time, you know, someone sharpens a fucking pencil, I need to hear it, you know? And, so I can't do that with my generic sort of basic audio system. For years I survived on those cheap as fuck, you know, 3.5 watt unpowered computer speakers, you know. And they're okay if you don't have to listen to much. And, you know, you're sitting right on top of them and you're also in a really quiet place. But, yeah, I went and bought, Kmart was having a special, or they were getting rid of old stock, and they were just, I had this 40 watt little, party speaker thing, you know, and it didn't have flashing disco lights or any other sort of shit, but it had Bluetooth and wired input, and it was on special for half price, like discount clearing type prices, you know. So I picked that up for about 45 or 50, you know. And that's good. Fuck, it's so nice to have something with a bit of bass in it that actually sort of rolls and thunders a bit compared to those cheap shit little Pox 3.5 watt speaker sets, you know. And, yeah. And I had to readjust the relationship I've been having with another man. And, when I started using the MGTOW TV site, there's some fucking cunt who was following me around everywhere on the site and going pro-Nazi, 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 you know, kind of fucking shit at me all the time. And I had to tell this guy basically, look, just fuck off, mate, you know what I mean? You know? And, you know, I don't give too much of a fuck, really, you know. Because what I did is I re-educated all these national, new age sort of Nazis, you know. I said, look, you know, I said, you cunts lie and fucking bullshit about everything as much as the fucking Jews, you know what I mean? You're just all as bad as each other. If you started presenting me with genuine historical facts, you know, then I'd fucking listen. Then I'd listen to you. If you told me the truth, instead of trying to exaggerate how fucking wonderful, you know, the National Socialists were, if you told me, just told me the fucking truth, and let me make up my own mind, you know, and I chose to make up my own fucking mind, I'd listen to you, you know, because what I've since come to sort of see there's, you know, the Jewish agenda with exterminating all fucking life on earth, with, you know, the whole collusive combined fucking effort of media, movies, medicine, you know. The whole thing is just, it's just that fake COVID vax bullshit. You know, the global extermination campaign was just, I thought, yeah, World War One was trumped up. The media fucking were in there stirring it up, and the fucking, you know, just, you know, the English government being, you know, Jews, fucking, they just, these fucking cunts, you know, the, what was that, Balmer or something, you know, get the State of Israel for the fucking Jews. That was just all bullshit, you know. So we've been getting conned big fucking time all along. And, yeah, the Balfour Declaration, that was it. And, you know, so, yeah, I got onto all these fucking Nazi cunts. I said, stop fucking lying, stop bullshitting, stop exaggerating things, stop putting this bloody, you know, this, you know, sprinkling Adolf Hitler with fucking fairy dust and saying, oh, he's a wonderful man, you know, let's just treat him like a fucking real human being. And I'll make up my own mind, you know, present me fucking truth, the verifiable facts. I told lots of these cunts, you know. So anyway, but that was the outcome of this fucking dingbat shithead who was following me around on MGTOW TV, pushing all this Nazi shit on me, you know. And I'm not sure of everything that's going on, but a lot of the vapid fucking bullshit these cunts were coming out with has basically evaporated. And a lot of what appears to be honest content is coming forward from a lot of different sources, you know, about the Holocaust being a fucking big scam and the Jews lying about fucking everything. And I knew a guy in the SS and he said that, you know, 6 million Jews were gassed. Fucking bullshit, you know. You would have been lucky to find 1.2 million Jews in all of fucking Europe, you know what I mean? And there's been a lot of other people have come out of the woodwork. Oh, there's, you know, 50 million fucking, you know, there's 50 million fucking survivors of the Holocaust, you know what I mean? All these fucking Jew cunts lying their asses off, you know? You know? And there's all these other sources where people are saying, yeah, the Holocaust never happened, it's all fucking made up, you know? And so anyway, that was the outcome of that fucking, you know, Nazi fucking retard following me around the side all the time and telling him to fuck off. And the spin-off of that is that some time down the track, some guy, you know, started, he's like following every fucking comment I write and everything I post. He's following me all over the fucking place, and he was always putting comments on things, you know. And I like to contribute, I like to interact, and I like to support, you know. And you know, it just got to be fucking onerous. And so what I did was, you know, because I think this is a really important thing, is to be able to connect with other people, to interact, because I need support, I need to interact, I need to, you know, communicate and stuff, and I need, these people need to be heard and understood and listened to as well. So, you know, every time someone leaves a comment, you know, provided it's not, you know, there's just some stuff you let slide because they're just commenting on the video, but sometimes it's a sort of interactive type comment, you know, and you can interact with them, you know, or they interact with me, you know what I mean? And so I think that's a very fucking important thing to do on the site, you know, because there's all these fucking content creators that just churn and churn, churn, churn. All they do is churn out fucking 10,000 tons of fucking, you know, five videos a day or one video a day or every fucking day or whatever. They just constantly churn out content and then never interact with the fucking people on the site. And I think that's kind of wrong, you know? You know, just a, like a hello here and there and just a bit of input and how you're doing and, you know, how's life going and what are you up to? You know, just little bits and bits. I think that's so important. And when that, the site sort of becomes flooded with fucking people who are just churning content at the fucking, you know, users of the site, I think that's not such a good thing, you know? There's a sort of tipping point, you know what I mean? So I put in the effort to communicate with people and to keep those channels open so people can talk, you know? So we can communicate and, you know, kind of meet each other's needs up to a point. And, yeah, so this guy's been following me every fucking comment I write, every fucking video I post, every fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. And at times I thought, is this guy from the fucking FBI or some shit, you know what I mean? It's like I'm being followed everywhere all over the fucking site, this guy. That's all he does. Every time I post a video, he's posting more comments. And I've never seen him posting on anybody else's fucking content, you know? And, yeah, there's a few times where he's, you know, said, you know, oh, computer this, computer that, da-da-da. Says, well, why don't you get the, you know, Linux operating system installed and running and this and that. Oh, I don't know anything about computers, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, it's not hard. You just read the directions, you know, and, oh, fuck, you know. And there's been a consistent pattern of making excuses to not do anything, to not engage in any changes. And, you know, I posted a fucking video on making mozzarella cheese. Someone made a video on how to make mozzarella cheese using milk and acetic acid, you know, vinegar or lemon juice. And, so I said, oh, fuck, that looks really good, you know. There's a little bit of a reason why I'm a bit of a fat cunt and cheese has something to do with it, you know. And, amongst other things. And anyway, so he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, that looks really great. I think I'll give it a go. Yeah, 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 yeah. And so I put it on him, you know. Oh, well, mate, about time, it's, you know, about time you made a video. Let's see what you can come up with, you know. Oh, well, this, that, and the other, you know what I mean? Well, sorry, before that, I'd confronted him about something, you know, and he goes, oh, well, you know, yeah, yeah, that's fucking fantastic, rah, 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 rah. And I said, well, why don't you make a video on it? Oh, it's beyond me to do it. I said, it's not very fucking hard, you know. You know, doesn't require a lot of brains or technical know-how or fucking, you know, vast amounts of computer experience, you know what I mean? You know, and he goes, I said, you know, there's basically, it's so easy, there's really no excuse for not being able to do it, so what's your excuse, you know? He says, oh, I guess I'm just fucking lazy, you know? And, so, yeah. Just had a flashback about something. So, that really pissed me off because he's not making any content, you know, and he's just following me all around the site and he's almost exclusively commenting on everything I say or do or, you know. And it feels like I'm being fucking followed around the site, you know, being, you know, under surveillance, being tailed, you know, across the internet, you know. And, yeah, I put it to him a few, he said, oh, yeah, yeah, I said, oh, well, why don't you make some of this, give it a go, make a video on making some mozzarella cheese. It's pretty easy, you know, you got a smartphone and a computer. Here's some of the programs you can do it with, you know, it's not that hard. It's, oh, yeah, 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 all right, no worries, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I was getting kind of fucking fed up with this guy, and it's like, because he promises things, but he never follows through on them. And yet he's following me all around the fucking site, commenting on everything I post and this and that and this and that, you know what I mean? And the thing is that when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is hit the computer and I look at what's happening on MGTOW TV, you know? Because it's brilliant. There's a lot of really great content. There's a lot of really great content creators, you know what I mean? And a lot of the information is really fucking helpful. It's really good. Not only for me, but for all the other fucking men that have never seen this stuff, you know? It's really helpful. It's a really big thing, you know? And it's terribly important because in this age, these fucking cunts hate men. That's true. They fucking hate men and they just do everything they can to fuck you over and fuck you up and destroy your life. And they've got no excuse for doing it other than their brainwashed, pre-programmed little communist fucking cunts, you know? And, so, it's very, very important. And I kind of would like to get on, get a few comments, you know, where people are kind of would like to interact and a bit of feedback and a bit of a connection, you know what I mean? And then get off the fucking computer and either go do work or go do other things, you know? And what the main fucking piss off with this guy was, and because he's always following me around, I have a sort of sense of duty in terms of, you know, reaching out to people, helping them, making a bit of a commitment to follow through, staying engaged in some of the conversations and stuff, you know? And this guy's been riding this fucking goodwill for a long time, and it ties up a lot of my fucking time, and it just really fucking pisses me off, because that's all this cunt does. He sort of engages me in things that just soak up my fucking time, and my time's important, and he doesn't sort of, you know, he makes no effort to make any fucking content of his own. He makes no effort to produce anything. He makes no effort to put in, you know, for other fucking people. He just follows me around the fucking site all the time, you know? And, you know, after asking him, how's that video I'm making the mozzarella cheese coming along, you know? Oh, looking forward to seeing you get that done and how it works, you know what I mean? And the cunt's just going, oh, yeah. And it's one of those things, the answer is conspicuous by its absence. So what I did is, the other night, I just kind of finalised the conversation, gave him 24 hours to respond on it, which is plenty of time for him usually, you know. And it's about the fourth or fifth time he's had the chance to respond to that same question in different fucking ways and on different fucking videos and stuff, you know. And he hasn't done anything, and I just said, I've had enough of you, you cunt, just tying up my fucking time and my goodwill and just freeloading on my fucking dime, you know what I mean? It's time you started to make some fucking content of your own and started to produce, you know, and started to give to the site and started to contribute and started to make a fucking go of this shit instead of just tying up my fucking time with your bullshit. All the fucking, you know, riding around on my coattails, you know? And I just said, fuck it. And I just blocked him, you know? And I think that was probably about the healthiest thing that I could have done, because it was just, this cunt was like an emotional vampire and he's like following me around the site, you know what I mean? And kicking him off my fucking coattails was about the best thing I could do at that time, you know? So I did. And I talked with someone about this, and I just said I had to make this fucking decision. I had to make this decision to block him, you know. And you know, because that getting up in the morning and you know, 2 o'clock and there's been, you know, there's 10 or 15 comments that he's left, and, you know, some of them kind of require kind of engagement. And it's just like, I don't want to be fucking, you know, hot. Yummy. Oh, it's delicious. And, you know, it's time for this freeloading cunt to put in his own, to make, you know, get off my fucking, to stop following me around the fucking site all the time, you know, sponging off all the fucking information I'm putting up there, you know what I mean? I'm not here to entertain him and him exclusively, and I don't like being followed all around the fucking site by him, and he's not putting any time or effort in on other channels, you know, on other people and their content, only me. And I feel like he's like a fucking FBI agent or some shit, you know what I mean? So I blocked him. Yeah. So now I've got to go trace the fault with the car and do all the other work. I've got all the stuff to do it with. I just got to do it. And part of that blocking this cunt is because he's tying up. I am choosing to buy into him, and I'm choosing to, you know, spend a lot of fucking time on this cunt instead of taking care of my own business first, you know. And he just doesn't fucking get that, you know. He's like a parasite. He's just sort of sucking all the, you know, an emotional vampire. He's just sucking all the fucking energy out of me, you know. Tying up my time and my goodwill, you know. It's like, you know, if there's only, say, you know, 4 or 5, half a dozen comments a day and that require kind of some sort of interaction, some kind of response, you know, that's good. But where it's like 10 or 15 fucking things a day, and there's just a whole list of his fucking comments, it starts to sort of day after day after day. You know, if you say to, say, someone, hey, look, I'm going into town, do you want me to get you anything from the supermarket or at the hardware store or anything, you know? And, you know, once or twice a week, or one, you know, a couple of few times a month, you say, yeah, all right, no worries. And they say, oh, I'm going down to the shops, you know what I mean? But if they're coming around your place saying, oh, you're going into town, could you pick us up some toothpaste? Oh, if you're going into town, could you pick us up 2 tins of cat food? Oh, if you're going into town, could you pick us up a bag of chips? Oh, if you're going into town, could you pick us up some pack of fucking pies? Oh, if you're going into town, 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 you know? You know, it's that sort of, like, a, that sort of, no, you go do your own fucking shot. Like, I'll pick up some stuff if I happen to be going in there, but I'm not your delivery person, you know? You know, it's about time you got off your fucking ass and made your own shopping trip into town and did all your own fucking shopping. You know, I'll help you out occasionally, but I'm not your fucking, you know, errand boy, you know? That's kind of what it's like. Yeah, so, so I'm officially fucking skint, which is good. I need to sort of lay low and get some shit done at home. So thank you, MGTOW man. It's a real privilege being with you all on this site, and it's really good, and it's really helped me. All you people have put in the time and effort to care about me and all the other people, and to make the effort to improve, you know, the world, and to make the world a better place. Just thank you so much for everything. All right, bye.